The epistle appointed for the 12th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from the second epistle of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 3. Brethren, such confidence we have through Christ towards God, not that we are sufficient to think anything of ourselves as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God, who also hath made us fit ministers of the New Testament, not in the letter, but in the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit quickeneth. Now if the ministration of death, engraven with letters upon stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, which is made void, how shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather in glory? For if the ministration of condemnation be glory, much more the ministration of justice aboundeth in glory. And the gospel appointed for the Mass. Take it from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 10. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "Blessed are the eyes that see the things which you see. For I say to you that many prophets and kings have desired to see the things that you see and have not seen them, and to hear the things that you hear and have not heard them. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up, tempting him, saying, 'Master, what must I do to possess eternal life?' But he said to him, 'What is written in the law? How readest thou?' He answering said, 'Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart, and with thy whole soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself.' And he said to him, 'Thou hast answered rightly. Do this, and thou shalt live.' But he, willing to justify himself, said to Jesus, 'And who is my neighbor?' And Jesus answering said, 'A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and fell among robbers, who also stripped him, and having wounded him, went away, leaving him half dead. And it chanced that a certain priest went down the same way, and seeing him, passed by. In like manner also a Levite, when he was near the place and saw him, passed by. But a certain Samaritan, going on his journey, came near him, and seeing him, was moved with compassion, and going up to him, bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and setting him upon his own beast, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And the next day he took out 2 pence and gave to the host, and said, 'Take care of him, and whatsoever thou shalt spend over and above, I at my return will repay thee.' Which of these three, in thy opinion, was neighbor to him that fell among robbers?" But he said, He that showed mercy to him." And Jesus said to him, "Go, and do thou in like manner." As far as the words of today's Holy Gospel. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart, with thy whole soul, with all thy strength, and with all thy mind. Which is taken from the Gospel of the Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. God commands us that we love him as he loves us, with our whole undivided heart, with our whole soul, and with all of our strength. He promises an eternal reward if we keep this commandment faithfully. He threatens an eternal punishment if we do not keep it. St. John Vianney, in no uncertain terms, says that if we are plagued with troubles, it is because we neglect the commandments of God. God himself has said, "If you keep my commandments faithfully, I will bless you in many ways. If, however, you transgress them, you will be cursed in everything that you do." If then, my dear friends, we wish to be happy in this world, as far as that is possible, of course, then we have no other option than to keep faithfully the commandments of God. But if we turn aside from that path which God has laid out for us, both our soul and body will be unhappy in this world and in the next. Our eternal blessedness depends upon our keeping the commandments. Yet even in this life, God rewards those who are faithful to him. The scriptures give numerous examples of those who obeyed God and were happy, of those who did not and were unhappy. Those who kept the commandments were always happy because God never abandons those who obey him. Adam and Eve, for example, enjoyed perpetual bliss as long as they served God. They were happy and content in body, in soul, in mind, and senses. Even the angels kept them company. They would have enjoyed that bliss forever if they had been faithful to their duties. But this happy state, unfortunately, did not last long. The evil spirit, envying them, robbed them of their possessions. As soon as they disobeyed the Lord's command, everything went wrong for them. Troubles and cares, sickness, fear of death and judgment, of punishments in the next life, these took the place of their former bliss. Their life now was nothing but tears and sufferings. The Lord said to Moses, "Tell my people that if they faithfully observe my commandments, I will fill them with all kinds of blessings. But if they dare to transgress them, I shall punish them with all kinds of sufferings." God said to Abraham, "Because thou hast faithfully kept my commandments, I will bless thee in everything. I will bless all those who bless thee. I shall curse all those who curse thee. Out of thy race the Redeemer of the world shall be born." When the time came for Abraham's people to enter the Promised Land, God told them, "The people who dwelt in this land committed great sins, and for this reason I shall drive them out and put you in their place. But take care not to transgress my commandments. If you keep them faithfully, I shall bless you in and above everything. I shall bless your children, who will then respect and obey you, and will give you all kinds of consolations. I will give you rain in due season, the ground shall bring forth its increase, and the trees shall be filled with fruit." In another passage, God said, "If you keep my commandments faithfully, I shall watch unceasingly over your preservation. You can be without fear in your houses. I will prevent the wild beasts from harming you. You will be able to sleep in peace. Nothing shall disturb you. I will always be with you. I shall walk with you. I am your God, and you will be my people." Again, he said to Moses, "Tell my people that if they keep my commandments, I will deliver them from all evils that oppress them." And the Holy Ghost says, "He who keeps the commandments of the Lord is happier than if he possessed all the wealth of the earth." My dear people, have you ever considered that God lays such stress upon his commandments that he promises such great benefits in return for their faithful observance? I'm sure that you will agree from these statements that our whole happiness consists in keeping faithfully the commandments. But let us consider also how disobedience brings only unhappiness. Consider David. As long as King David obeyed God, everything prospered with him. He was loved and obeyed by his neighbors, by his people. But the very moment that he disobeyed the commandments, his happiness came to an end, and all kinds of troubles plagued him. Anxiety and remorse of conscience took the place of that peace and contentedness which he had formerly enjoyed. Tears and sufferings were his daily bread. As he sat one day bemoaning his sins, he was informed that his son Amon had been pierced with a sword and killed by his brother Absalom in a fit of drunkenness. Absalom then tried to depose his father, even tried to kill him, that he might become king in his place. David was forced to hide in the woods as a wild animal to escape death. Then the plague came and killed a great number of David's people. Solomon is another example. As long as he faithfully kept the commandments, he was admired by the world. His fame reached to the ends of the earth. Even the Queen of Saba came from afar to witness the wonders which the Lord had worked in him. But as soon as he disregarded the commandments, everything went wrong for him. Now, upon hearing these examples, even from the Old Testament only, you will agree with me, my dear people, that all of our troubles come from disobedience, and that if we expect happiness and peace as far as it is possible in this world, then the only means of gaining these blessings is to do everything in our power to please God. Everything, therefore, that he bids us do in his commandments. But if we pass on to the New Testament, we find our Savior urging us constantly to obey the commandments and promising us a great reward. Jesus Christ promises us heaven because nothing of this earth is capable of satisfying the heart of man, which is created only for God, and which can find no happiness but in God. And so therefore our Lord urges us insistently to care little for the passing things of this world and to seek instead the blessings of heaven, which will never end. One day our Lord was among certain people who seemed to care only for bodily needs. And he said to them, "Be not solicitous for what you shall eat or for what you shall put on. Seek first the kingdom of heaven." That is to say, keep my commandments faithfully, and everything else shall be given you. We learn from this, my dear faithful, that a Catholic who seeks first to please God and to save his soul will never lack the necessities of life. And this is because all good things come from God, and he is diligent and careful to keep his promises, to take care of those who serve him. My dear people, then, make it your duty, then, to observe exactly what the commandments order. And you will see with amazement how God cares for those who strive to please him. We see proof of this in Holy Scripture. The prophet Elias hid in the woods in order to escape the persecutions of Queen Jezebel. And there, deprived of all human aid, do you think that you suppose that the Lord allowed him to die of hunger? No, dear friends, certainly not. Our Lord did not forget his faithful servant. He sent an angel to console him, to bring him food and water. Consider how also the Lord cared for the widow of Sarepta, who had served him very faithfully. He told Elias, his prophet, "Seek this good widow who serves me so faithfully and keeps my commandments. Increase her store of meal," which had been running out. He told him, "Increase her store of meal that she may not suffer hunger." Another time, God sent the prophet Habakkuk to take food to Daniel in the lion's den in Babylon, a very distant country. All these examples from the Old Testament, all of these are from the Old Testament, as well as the miracles that God has worked in the New Testament in favor of those who keep his commandments, are not less numerous in the New Testament. With 5 loaves and 2 fishes, our Lord fed thousands of those who followed him. Incredible as it may seem, God did even such things as feeding the first holy hermit, Paul, referred to as the first hermit, during his 40-year stay in the desert. Every day for 40 years, a raven brought him a loaf of bread. What unmistakable proof that God never loses sight of those who love him, and that he supplies them with everything they need. How dearly God loves those who serve him and who love him. And what care he takes that they may not suffer want. My dear friends, who do you suppose it was who caused a dog to bring every day food to St. Roch in the desert? Was it not God? And why did God take so much care for all of his saints? Unless it was because they faithfully observed the commandments which he gave them. They found their happiness in keeping the commandments. They would sooner have been martyred than disobeying God. And did not all the martyrs themselves suffer tortures and death just because they would not disobey the commandments of God? What would be our shame, dear people, when we face these martyrs on the day of judgment soon to come? If we have a lifelong history of seeking to please ourselves, if our daily actions have been motivated more by what the world thinks than by what God thinks of us. My dear people, if you wish to have glory on that day soon to come, if you wish also to be happy in this life, learn from God's own words and from history that the exact observance of the commandments is required. Let us resolve today to obey faithfully these holy commandments, never be deceived or persuaded for any reason ever to transgress them through any consideration of earthly gain, pleasure, or loss. Keep this resolve so that in the end of your days you may look back upon a God-fearing and faithful life, which will bring you an eternal and blessed reward. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.